hot takes, insider tips, and top recommendations. Leading the way in leisure travel, we're talking about everything you need to plan your best vacation yet. This is The Travel Beat with ALG Vacations.
Happy 2024, everyone. It is February already, the month of love, romance, and all things Inclusive Collection by Hyatt. Today, I'm happy to welcome back Andy Hilbert to the show, who is the Senior Manager for Travel Advisor Training. Andy, welcome back.
Thank you so much for having me. I love talking travel.
I do too. And every time we talk, my bucket list grows bigger and larger and more extensive. And I know Inclusive Collection has some brand new exciting things in 2024. So my list, y'all, it's about to get larger. Andy, let's talk about how very first thing in 2024, we kicked the year off by welcoming back two properties into the family. Can you tell us a little bit more about these exciting new offers?
Oh, yes. I am so excited. So I have been with the Inclusive Collection for quite a while, and we're not supposed to pick, you know, some favorite properties. But of course, there's always little gems that stand out to you. And the first is what used to be Secret Silver Sands. Actually, one of my colleagues had her wedding there back in the day when it was still branded as Secret Silver Sands. It since underwent some renovations and has come back to us as the Hyatt Ziva Riviera Cancun. The Hyatt Ziva is a family-friendly property. And one of the things that just the bones of this property were so great, these rooms are huge. A few of our team went down to visit the property. And the big joke was you could kind of do a cartwheel or put your arms out and have so much space. So for families traveling, even in the lead-in room categories, there's just so much extensive space. And obviously, with the conversion from an adult-oriented property to a family-friendly property, the team did an amazing job and has a smaller splash park for smaller kids. And then they have some bigger water slides for the bigger kids.
I actually got to go see it in December and my colleague went down the water slide. It was amazing. We actually have a great video up of it on our Travel Beat Instagram page. It was so fun.
Well, I'm glad you had a chance to use the water park because I didn't. We were doing so much exploration of some of our new resorts that I just had a chance to see it. So I'm glad someone got a chance to enjoy it.
And then what's the other property?
Oh, the other property, which has always been one of my favorite gems. So it used to be branded as Secrets Capri, which is one of the smaller resorts in the Secrets portfolio. So it's under 300 rooms. They closed completely for a renovation, and I absolutely love what they did. So not only did they brighten up some of the color scheme inside and outside the hotel, but while the resort was closed for renovation, they actually added swim out room categories. And let me tell you, I just fell in love with it all over again. I can't wait to go back. My birthday's in April, and I'm already asking my husband if he can take some days off. It's just a really intimate property. The rooms look so beautiful. They added some extra overhead lighting. I actually happened to arrive right before sunset, and the golden hour that was outside my door really seemed to cascade into my room. There's this beautiful, warm overhead lighting. It's warmer woods. It's some bright touches. And I literally never thought I could fall in love with the property again, but the Hyatt Zilara Riviera Maya is definitely a resort that you should check out.
Moving right along in 2024, we also have some brand new openings. Can you tell us a little bit more about what Inclusive Collection has in store?
Yes. So I'm an East Coaster, so it is usually a big treat for me to get out to the West Coast. So I have had the opportunity to visit some of the other destinations like Cabo or Puerto Vallarta, but I am so excited that we are going to be welcoming a Dreams Resort to Mazatlan, which is known as the Pearl of the Pacific. So I'm hopeful that I'll have the opportunity to join over there. It's a really short ride from the airport, so less than 10 minutes from the airport. And one of the cool things, because I'm learning about the destination since we've never had a resort there before, is town is about 20 to 30 minutes away. And one of the cool things they do in that old colonial town is they have these souped up golf carts that you can pay and do a little tour, and you can have your own little souped up golf cart with your driver for the day. So I'm super excited. That seems like so much fun as an off-property activity to enjoy enjoy when you're wandering into town.
Well, and the new Dreams property is on the Estrella Del Mar golf course, which is like one of the nicest golf courses in all of Mexico.
Yes, my husband's buddies are all big golfers and we keep having snow and rain up here in the Northeast. So I know for golfers everywhere, they are itching to get out. And it is a Robert Trent Jones Jr. design course. So for anybody looking to get away and get that golf in early, definitely consider Dreams Estrella Del Mar. And of course, it is family friendly. So they are going to have a water park for the kids as well. So lots to do on property, but not that far from town to do some exploring too.
I'm excited for that because, as you know, Andy, I have a precious little girl who's turning one in April, and we are going to get her a passport and head down to a Dreams at some point this year. So those little splash parks are perfect for babies, and there's so much there for them to do. So it doesn't feel like work. It truly feels like a vacation for everyone. All right, heading overseas, we also have some new exciting news. So I got to stay at Dreams Corfu in Greece last year, and I did a split stay with Athens and Corfu, but there is a new property opening up in Greece. Can you tell us a little bit about that one?
Yes. So I'm really glad that you have already experienced Athens, because the way most people will get to this new destination, it's called Halkidiki in Greece. And we are slated to open a brand new Zoetri resort there in the summer. So I believe the current open date is slated for June. And much like other areas in Greece, it will be a seasonal offering. So it'll open in June and probably remain open till about October. It'll close again and then reopen next year. But as you know, Zoetri is really the essence is that boutique retreat. It is great for solo travelers or for couples looking to get away. It is going to be a very boutique property. I believe it's under 150 rooms. And I am super excited because I've heard there are going to be swim out rooms that are higher up. So you're going to have that beautiful vista. And I heard the water there is gorgeous, but also there's going to be opportunities. There's some other neighboring islands where for people looking to do some exploration, they can actually get on some ferry boats, go to another island, and they can even sail by some old Byzantine monasteries that are on the hilltop. So that's one of the more popular cultural experiences in that area. But the resort itself, I just look at the pictures and I've already zenned out. So I'm super excited for them to be joining our portfolio in June.
And this is a great opportunity, travelers, to do a split stay, because you could actually fly into Thessaloniki and do 3 to 4 days there, really exploring, seeing everything you have to see, and then go over to the Zoetri and really spend the last couple of days of your vacation relaxing, enjoying the beautiful views, the culture. So it's a good mix of vacation, because typically when you go to Europe, you don't have an all-inclusive. With Zoetri going in, this gives you an opportunity to have the all-inclusive, the wellness aspect of it, but just true tranquility on the last couple of days of your vacation as well.
Absolutely. And as somebody who has traveled to Europe for non-relaxation purposes, we all know that you can get a lot of steps in. So I think you deserve, before you go home, to give your feet and body a little bit of a break before you head back home. So I love the fact that we do have some amazing properties in Europe. So obviously Zoetri is going to be great for Greece. And then opening later in the summer, I believe projected for August, is going to be Dreams Madeira. I had the opportunity to go to a conference in Madeira 2 years ago, and I have to say the climate there is beautiful. So that will be one of our properties that once it opens, will be open year round. So it'll give, again, clients an amazing opportunity to relax before or after some stays. I know there are daily flights from there from Lisbon. So for people who are looking to recuperate after a city stay, it will be a great opportunity. And of course, Dreams is family friendly, so you can bring the whole family.
And for those of our listeners who don't know Europe quite as well, where is Madeira located?
Madeira is an island that is owned by Portugal, but it is a little bit more on the Atlantic.
So that's really nice too, because that offers another opportunity for a split stay. So you could do Lisbon, Portugal, and then go to Madeira.
Absolutely. And that's what I did in reverse. Our conference happened to be at Madeira a few years ago. And then I was like, you know what? The conference ends on a Thursday. I don't have to be back at work till Monday. So I did hop over and do a few days in Lisbon. So it was really a great opportunity to get the best of both worlds, where I had that relaxation as well as a city stay.
So it sounds like Inclusive Collection has a lot of new happenings and offerings in 2024. Is there anything else our listeners should know before contacting their travel advisor to get more information?
I love the fact that we have so many travel advisors that have taken our internal training to learn more about all of our different brands and locations. So I would recommend they work with a travel advisor who's part of our Certified Confidant program. They're going to be a great guide to get to know what the clients are looking for and really match them up with the best resort experience for them.
And listeners, if you don't have a travel advisor or you're looking for a travel advisor locally in your area, you can go to traveladvisorsgetyouthere.com, click on advisor locator, and then click on one of our six unique and distinct brands, Apple Vacations, Funjet Vacations, Travel Impressions. We also have Southwest Vacations, United Vacations, and Blue Sky Tours. Click on one of those brands, find a travel advisor in your area by putting in a zip code, and they will lead you to your next destination success. All right, listeners, that is all the time we have for today. Andy, thank you so much for joining us. And until next time, let's talk soon.